Time now to talk some softball with Gloucester softball coach, Gloucester High School softball coach, John DeCastro. And Coach, welcome back to MSO. How are you doing?
Good, good. How about yourself? Thanks for having me.
Oh, good to have you back, Coach. I'm telling you. It's amazing to me, John, to think that it's been 2 years since we've talked. I mean, that's incredible.
Right? I know. It's incredible. It feels like we talked yesterday because the 2019 ride was just such a fun ride. It's just fresh in everyone's mind still. It's incredible that it's been 2 years.
You know, look back on that for a quick second. Tell me a little bit about those kids because, you were expecting big things last year. The seniors did not get to play. Well, nobody did. But the seniors didn't get that follow-up year. And, maybe a little bit about your feelings or about some of the kids' feelings that you might have talked to from last year.
It's just natural human instincts to kind of feel like maybe you got gypped, you know, or just the feeling of like there's like a, you're missing, there's a little emptiness or a feeling of you didn't get to complete your career. You know, I think it's, you know, that feeling that you naturally get of closure, you know, but like I said to the seniors where there was actually two, one was actually going to be a first year senior that was a transfer student from, her family was from here, originally, but was moved from California. So that we only had really one returner, and that was Maddie Machado, who was an instrumental piece in 2019. And I said, you know, Maddie, like, I understand that feeling of closure or emptiness. However, you finished your career at a height that no female athlete has ever finished it, and not many male athletes at Gloucester as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So
that's a good point. Good.
I have to look at it that way.
Yeah, and it would have been great seeing her perform her senior year, but again, everybody got stuck with that, and that leads me to last week. Your preseason is boiling down from 3 weeks down to about 5 days. And you had to evaluate, John, you had to evaluate freshmen and sophomores who are now juniors and seniors. So what was that process like?
It was different, no doubt about that, because usually you'll have, like, say, a three-day evaluation, and you're trying to do the best you can to give them a nice, fair evaluation in 1 or 2 days. So it was a little bit challenging, but we have such a strong coaching staff across the board, and I'm very fortunate of that we were able to do that and then get right into the reps that are needed to get right into the everyday warfare of softball.
So what were what's the net result here? What do you have put together for a team so far?
So it's our freshmen and sophomores are kind of like all like freshmen to us because we didn't get to work with the sophomores.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a really good handful of freshmen and sophomores that will be new to the team this year. And then our returning players of juniors and seniors are seniors Ella Marshall and Kelsey Lothers. And then juniors we have Natalie Aiello, Riley Thibodeau is a returning player. And then we have a good supporting Emily Lavasco is a new junior varsity player, so she was a new junior varsity player, and then of course Jenna Hufenagel is one of our juniors, but a captain as well, and one of the most devastating players in the conference. I think we have a really good all around well balanced team. It's just a matter of how they mesh, and you know that, Rick. It's chemistry is everything.
Well, it's going to take some time, I think, for everybody, because this is such a unique experience. And, you know, the kids don't have that experience of playing together as a unit for even a week, never mind, the 2 or 3 weeks you might get in preseason, and the experience of JV and then playing varsity returnees. So, yeah, it's going to be really unique. But it sounds like you got a pretty good nucleus there. And dare I ask about pitching, Coach, because it seems to me that's one of the major keys of softball is having that pitcher throw strikes and go 6 or 7 innings.
Absolutely, Rick. And we have, so for younger players, freshmen and sophomores, we have Cameron Carroll, who's a freshman, who we have some good expectations for this year at pitching. And we have Jenna Hufenagel, who's obviously our returner veteran. And we also have Ashley Aiello, who's a sophomore, and she pitches, and they all pitch well. So we do have three, but very, very, very fortunate to have three pitchers. They all have a little bit different style, and I think they'll do well feeding off each other.
Well, I was talking to Marblehead softball coach John Gold the other day, and I know that he and his kids are so excited to get out there, but it's the same type of thing. It's like, you know, let's see how well they play together. And plus you have to teach them certain things as you go along now that you might have been able to install before the season began ordinarily.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially the sophomores coming in that you know, would have had a chance of making varsity last year, and the one junior that got selected this year, you know, like depending on what would have happened last year if there was, they would have had more experience with our coaching style, our fundamentals, instead of coming into their second years and it all being new for them, you know. So yeah, no doubt. I agree with Johnny, and Johnny has a very similar coaching style to us, you know. So it's all fundamentals, and pitcher catcher, a big piece of this game, no doubt.
Up the middle, baby. Up the middle. That's it.
Yeah.
All right. What's the schedule look like? When do you open up, and against whom and where?
So yeah, me and Johnny have actually been texting and a couple of emails back and forth because we were supposed to square off against each other today. So the last couple of weeks we've been, like, he's turned into a, you know, pretty good friend of mine through softball. And, we just have similar respect for each other. And, going back and forth that we were going to open up against each other, today got canceled. So now we're not squaring up until Monday against Marblehead. Okay. So it looks like our first game is going to be against Peabody on Friday, and that's a home game at 4:30.
Okay, Peabody at Gloucester, 4:30. All right, and that's Friday. Yeah. It's funny because as we record this, Coach, it's kind of humid out there, and it's not a bad day, but the fields are kind of messy, so I get that.
Yeah. Tomorrow's going to be a sunny day. They didn't push it tomorrow, but then Friday looks a lot better than today, that's for sure.
Coach, I'm going to be checking in with you frequently this season to try to catch up a little bit here on what we've all missed. So I hope you'll bear with me, and I hope you guys stay safe and have a lot of fun.
All right. Thanks a lot, Rick. Thank you very much for having us.
Talk to you a lot later, John. Take care.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. That is Gloucester High School softball coach John DeCastro with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.